Some time in the afternoon, I raised my head, and looking round and seeing the western sun gilding the sign of its decline on the wall, I asked, "What am I to do?" But the answer my mind gave, "Leave Thornfield at once," was so prompt, so dread, that I stopped my ears. I said I could not bear such words now. "That I am not Edward Rochester's wife is the least part of my woe," I alleged. "That I have awakened out of most glorious dreams and found them all void and vain is a horror I could bear and master, but that I must leave him decidedly, instantly, entirely, is intolerable. I cannot do it." But then a voice within me averred that I could do it, and foretold that I should do it. I wrestled with my own resolution. I wanted to be weak, that I might avoid the awful passage of further suffering I saw laid out for me. And conscience, turned tyrant, held passion by the throat, told her tauntingly she had yet but dipped her dainty feet in the slough, and swore that with that arm of iron he would thrust her down to unsounded depths of agony.